Each day, 2,000 garbage trucks full of plastic are dumped into the world's oceans and waterways. As a result, up to 23 million tons of plastic waste leaks into lakes, rivers, and seas. Plastic makes it harder for ecosystems to adapt to climate change. The problem has become so urgent that 175 countries are gearing up to sign a plastics treaty in Geneva to stem the tide. The summit, which has been underway since Tuesday this week, wants a legally binding treaty that will limit plastics production, regulate against harmful chemicals, and back the treaty with finance. Racers Edge reporter Thomas Kutis speaks to Carolina Streetmatter, Marine Debris Campaign National Coordinator at Sea Shepherd Australia, to find out more.
So, Carolina, in your opinion, why has it taken years and years to address this problem about plastic pollution?
That's a very good question. In my personal opinion, I think it's really hard to address this issue because, as we know, there are lots of things that happen. It's everything ruled by money. And the biggest issue is that we are increasing so much of the plastic production. And it's very cheap to produce plastic, right? And it's very good to use for people because it's very easy. So, however, because it's cheap, it's good. And but it damages lots of things like the marine environment and our health and the oceans and lots of other things that has a negative also impact. But because it's cheap and it's useful, that is really a big problem. So, but that is just really my personal opinion for this.
What is something you're expecting from this global treaty on banning plastics?
I would love to see some gaps put it for the plastic production reduction so that it would be some reglementations how many tons of the plastic can be produced, and especially for the single-use plastics. So the ones that we are using just for a couple of seconds or a minute, and it's just thrown away and it stays in the marine environment or the ocean forever. So that is the first, my goal would be, and that would be a big win for the ocean and for the marine environment, if we can have the limits, how many plastic production can be done. Another thing is, of course, how the plastic is made. So is like what kind of chemicals and toxins is used. So it's again, if we're still producing plastic, so it needs to be changed what kind of materials we are using that we can move on to the better future and to have a better plastic as we have now. So that's probably the one of the two big things where I would love to see. And another thing is like, so where does this plastic goes after when we use it? Where's the end of life? Well, what about, like, we think that recycling will help, but we see that at the moment the recycling is not a solution. So we need to find a way, if we produce the plastic, how do we dispose it off, or how do we recycle it properly that it would not stay in the ocean or in our lives or in the marine environment?
Now, what are the most alarming trends in global plastic pollution today compared to, let's say, from 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago? And how do they underscore the need for a binding international treaty?
So the trends is that the first thing is that we globally, we are producing more and more plastic products every year. So we were producing just like, let's say, 10 tons or 20 million tons. Now it goes into the huge amounts that we don't have where to put it. And we are still using, and it's increasing and increasing, increasing. So that is the first thing. Another thing is that how many plastic do we see on our beaches or in the ocean? How many of them is like, if you think, let's say, like 50 years ago when the plastic was just like produced when it came into our lives, we had like maybe one or two products, and now we have everything. Mostly everything now it's made of plastic or consistent plastic. We use so many single-use plastics. So The trend is just that everything is increasing rapidly and non-stoppable.
Going back to the topic of oceans and our marine life, which is probably the most heavily affected, what have you and Sea Shepherd observed through the years?
So, yes, my marine life is affected by this. It's really one of the biggest threats for the ocean is it's plastic and also all the discarded fishing gear. It's made from plastic. So we have seen through the years, we have seen more and more increasing that the animals are get entangled in the discarded fishing gear. Also, we have seen a lot of plastic products lying on the beach as a trash, and they are bitten by animals. So you can see like a turtle bites in any plastic packaging. We have seen hermit crabs using the deodorant cups instead of the shell. And it's devastating to see this one. It's devastating that our things that we use, they become a danger for the animals that live in the ocean.
And how can this treaty ensure that biodegradable or compostable plastics don't become a loophole for continued pollution?
So it depends what they will agree and what kind of regulations they will put in place. Again, the compostable or degradable products, they need to have a system how they will they be disposed of and where, and it needs to be a special facilities. So if we will go this way, that we, let's say, we have some products that they will help or they will be better than plastic. So still, we will need to have regulation how they need to be disposed of or where do they go. Yeah, so I hope that the treaty will think from the beginning until the end of life and in the circle, how this product will comes into the life and where does it goes at the end.
Going on to our country, which is one of the 175 nations that has joined forces with this global treaty, what expectations do you have for Australia on getting on top of this issue and by banning plastics by 2040?
I really, really hope that our environmental minister, he is stepping up and that he will do this and that he will stand strong for Australia and for all our amazing wildlife over here and the nature in here, that it needs to be protected, it needs to be take care more than it is, and that he will stand for this, that the plastics treaty, it would go on and it would come some positive effect from this from these negotiations that it's happening now. I mean, Australia is covered, it's an island. We're in the middle of the ocean, let's say. It's really important that we will protect this natural habitats and everything what we have in Australia, because it's so fragile. So I really, really hope for that.
What plans could be put in place to ensure compliance among other countries?
So first of all, of course, the compliance that can be done. So first of all, it needs to be there. As I mentioned, the production of the plastic is at the first place. So import, export, also what kind of packaging we are using. And the other countries needs to be, again, on board and to have the facilities or to have how they manufacture plastic or what kind of plastic they are manufacturing. And after that to have a facilities where this plastic goes after when it's used already. And unfortunately, lots of countries don't have solutions in these ones. And that is like a very, very big problem. So I just really hope that this plastic treaty will take a chance and will think about it, that countries that they cannot support each other or they cannot support itself, and that it also would be put in place a plan how these countries can develop and how can they make it better for everyone and to keep up with the whole global world.
Finally, Carolina, what lessons can be learned from other global environmental treaties like the Montreal Protocol or Paris Agreement that could strengthen this one?
I think working together as a team, we can make it a lot. And I'm not very much familiar with this another treaty, so I'm sorry about that, about this. However, I think if we will make a right decision, and if the all marine conservation, so all the other organizations who work that toward to stem the tide of plastic pollution and to turn off the tap, if they will be heard, and all the petrochemical companies, they will be a little bit pushed away and stopped, that would be really great. I just really hope that we can learn from this now crisis, and we see how much plastic and everything we do have, that we can go back a little bit and to make it right.
Carolina Streetmatter, thank you.
Thank you very much. Really, it's a pleasure.
You just heard there Carolina Streetmatter, who is the Marine Debris Campaign National Coordinator of Sea Shepherd Australia. In the process of creating this story, we contacted the Office of Environment and Water Minister, Senator Murray Watt, regarding the negotiations for the plastic treaty. A statement was provided to us by a government spokesperson via email.
These are tough negotiations, and there are countries that don't share the level of ambition that Australia and so many other countries have. Around 100 countries, including Australia, have gone to these negotiations prepared to land a strong treaty. So we remain hopeful that we can get this done and land a deal that tackles the global plastic pollution crisis. We want a meaningful and effective treaty that not only meets Australia's expectations, but delivers for the Pacific, where an outsized impact of plastic pollution is felt. As a member of the High Ambition Coalition to End Plastic Pollution, Australia is committed to solving the problem at a global level. But here at home, we are already taking action, working with states and territories to phase out problematic single-use plastics. We're reforming Australia's packaging regulations, and we are boosting Australia's recycling capacity by investing in new recycling infrastructure.
Races Edge reporter Thomas Kutis speaking to Carolina Streetmatter, Marine Debris Campaign National Coordinator at Sea Shepherd Australia, and ending that report.